This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture with me, Juliet Jacobs, and I'm joined by Lim Soo Ann and Dashrin Johan. So earlier we discussed why some countries are calling for patents and other intellectual properties that are related to COVID-19 to be waived during this pandemic. So if you missed that, the podcast will be available shortly. Just head to bfm.my or the BFM app and you can download it there. But now we're going to move on to our second story, which is a bit more on science again, but also a bit of film too. And we have something, a question on social media in relation to that.
Yes, so we are asking you, do you like learning about science and the environment through documentaries or films? Your options are yes or no. We have that poll over on our Twitter page at BFM Radio. Right now, overwhelmingly, 97% of y'all say yes, while 3% of y'all say no. So yeah, that's very interesting.
Well,
what a, you know, one-sided poll, which is good. This is exciting. So you can keep taking the poll over on our Twitter page at BFM Radio. You can also WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. So now anyone who knows me will know that I'm a huge film fan, right?
But here's no, never have guessed.
Yeah, you know, so I love films a lot. I always, you know, watch films whenever I can, but here's a film festival that I only recently heard about, and it's actually been going on for 15 years and I didn't even know about it, and it's the Science Film Festival. I mean, any excuse to learn something while also doing something I love, right? So if you're also new to this festival, just a bit of background. The Science Film Festival is organized every year by the Goethe Institute in Southeast Asia, South Asia, Africa, and the Middle East. In simple terms, it aims to celebrate science communication by using films to highlight scientific, technological, and environmental issues, and more importantly, to make them accessible to a wide audience.
Yes, so this year, the Science Film Festival is happening in 30 different countries, and in Malaysia, the festival dates are from the 1st of October to the 20th of December. So this year is quite special for Malaysia in particular because it is the 10th year anniversary of the festival here. And this year marks a pretty big change for the festival as well. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, the festival is happening entirely online. So all of the films are available for streaming free of charge. And in previous years, they were usually screened at various educational institutions, you see. To add to this, the festival website also provides a whole lot of educational material that you can download for free to accompany the films.
Yeah, and every year the festival takes on a different science-related theme. And, you know, if you're in science nerd like me, some of the past themes are really pretty cool. For example, last year was Humboldt and the Web of Life. 2018 was Food Revolution. 2017 was Anthropocene, Welcome to the Age of Humans. And, you know, they've also done several years on climate change-related themes. So this year, the festival picked a theme that addresses many of the world's most pressing concerns, which is the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, or more commonly known as SDGs.
That's right. And the SDGs, of course, cover 17 different goals for the world to collectively achieve for an equal and more sustainable future. Those include things like ending poverty and hunger, achieving gender equality, affordable and clean energy for all, action for climate action, sustainable cities and communities. And as you can see, very, very important goals there, but perhaps, you know, not always the easiest to communicate to a wider public.
Yes, and that's exactly the gap that the Science Film Festival hopes to bridge. So joining us via Zoom to tell us more is Miriam Hager, Program Coordinator at the Goethe Institute Malaysia. Thanks for joining us, Miriam. So the Science Film Festival began in 2005, and it's now 15 years since it started. What is the main aim behind the festival?
Yeah, well, the Goethe Institute initiated the Science Film Festival in 2005, as you said, and it's now running in more than 30 countries around the globe, but it all started in Southeast Asia. So the main initiative is to celebrate science communication in all those countries and to make it accessible through a different media as film. So we call this edutainment, science education through film. And it promotes science literacy and facilitates awareness of scientific and environmental issues through international films, also with accompanying education activities.
But why films?
First of all, one of the ideas behind is that films transfer a specific idea and transfer ideas of initiatives around the globe. So people can see, oh, what are other groups doing? What are other researchers working at? And many of the films are interconnected to a call for action. And films can be easily played in schools, since, for example, this year, all the films are available online and you can stream them. It's not possible to download them. But many of them are so short that you can include them either in your lessons or through your weekend activities at home and only watch six minute short films and get a little bit of a push of motivation to a specific direction. And also, simply people do enjoy going to the movies, and it's a great method to learn something new.
And Miriam, as you said, the main aim of the festival is to make science more accessible and entertaining. Why is science literacy so important, particularly in today's world?
So if we put this into the implementation, for example, of this year's topic, the Sustainable Development Goals, every year the Science Film Festival is targeting a different topic, future technologies or water or light. So this year we partnered with the United Nations Environment Programme, and the theme are the Sustainable Development Goals, whereby we do have 17 goals, from no poverty to affordable and clean energy to life on land. They vary quite vast. And one of the means also of the UNEP and together with the Science Film Festival is to communicate those goals to the public and make them aware that, for example, what's happening in Malaysia, what's happening in Indonesia, what's happening in Austria, what's happening in Canada, to give various examples and to share what's going on around the globe, for example, specifically for the theme of this year.
So just expanding on that, this year's theme is on the Sustainable Development Goals. Could you explain why this theme was chosen?
Every year, the choice is made through an international consortium together with the Science Film Festival HQ, so to say, in Bangkok, at the Goethe Institute Bangkok. And it's also been actively observed what are the most important topics at the moment. And the 17 Sustainable Development Goals are such a great theme to have an open call. And this topic, A, gave the option to have a big entry of so many different topics. I mean, climate action, reduced inequality, clean water and sanitation. This opens so many topics. And specifically these days, also, if we now look back at the beginning of the year when the open call was, the pandemic did not hit yet in that severe manifestation. So, but now so many of the films are actually directed toward that. And that makes this specific topic more relevant than ever.
And how were these films selected for the festival? What were the parameters in the open call and where are they from?
So there were over 300 films submitted from around the globe. So basically, the open call is directed to international production companies and filmmakers of every sort and genres, but focusing on documentary and focusing on the element of sharing knowledge to have a step together in education. And then there's an international jury, international experts in the field for the respective topic of each year, in this case, the Sustainable Development Goals. They make a selection, which this year were 100 films. And then those 100 films are sent to the 30 participating countries, and each and every country has their jury members. So in our case, these are our partners. The Malaysian Nature Society is part of it, the German Malaysian Institute, the Association of Science, Technology and Innovation, as well as Ecocentric Transitions and SC Ventures. So all these partners do have specific fields they look into in depth and therefore are experts to judge which films would be perceived best in Malaysia. What can school teachers or homeschoolers use in their setups, but also what films are enjoyable for every individual. So this year we are extremely happy to celebrate 10 years in Malaysia, and for the very first time we are going fully online.
Yeah, I guess being online does open up the festival a lot more, doesn't it? And it makes the films a lot more accessible to more people. So I was wondering, who is the Science Film Festival open to?
It is a festival for everyone. The great thing about the Science Film Festival is that you only have to register through our homepage, but everyone can register. If you are an educational institution, if you are a university and would like to screen it in your class, but also individuals. It's for everyone. And also all the films have a different length. So you can watch films from as short as 4 minutes to as long as a feature film length. So we've divided all the films in different age groups. So you do have films for primary school, you have films for secondary school, and you have films for the university level, so above 17 in that case.
And because it's the 10th year of the festival here in Malaysia, I understand that you have some other activities planned in addition to the screening themselves, right?
That is correct. Yes, all of our partners of the Science Film Festival here in Malaysia are implementing a couple of activities. So, for example, the Malaysia Nature Society is still having an open call for an essay and a video competition, which is running until the 11th December and is based on the films. Ecocentric Transition, for example, they decided to go live each and every Friday afternoon at 3 p.m. on their Facebook page. This is going to run until 18th December. And each and every week, they pick up a different SDG and engage with Malaysian professionals on specific topics in a discussion. So this session is focusing on showing the public what is Malaysia already doing, what is happening, and how do we tackle those SDGs, and how are we part of the change.
Okay, now let's get to the fun part of the festival, the films themselves. Tell us about the selection of films that are available. Do you have some recommendations?
Definitely. You can enjoy films, as I said, for different age groups and different lengths. So, for example, there is a film which is called 9½, Your Reporter. It's a short film from Germany, and as the name says, it's 9½ minutes long. And they are always focusing on primary school students. So, for example, there's one session, we have six this year in our selection. It's called Can We Do Without Plastic? So Jana, who is the reporter in this episode, she wants to know why so many products in the supermarket and in the shops are wrapped, and if we cannot do it any other way. So amongst others, she visits 11-year-old Carlos, whose family makes beeswax wraps. So 9½ minutes, you follow Jana around to explore what are actually the alternatives. And another example would be the film Earth to Future, How We Will Live in the Future. This is a 10-minute long short film also for primary school kids. And it's focusing specifically on SDG 9, Industry, Innovation, Infrastructure, Sustainable Cities and Communities, which is Goal 11, and Life on Land, which is SDG 15. So the theory here behind is in 2050, around 2/3 of the world's population will live in cities. And this short film explores the living trends of the future. For example, are tiny houses an option or not? So the reporters in that short film are going to take you into the future, how we're gonna live. But then also, I mean, secondary schools have the option to watch a film which is called Let's Revive the World, which is from Indonesia, just shot in 2019 and focuses on sustainable cities and communities, which is SDG 11, and responsible consumption and production, which is Goal 12. So the film was made as part of a school camp in Indonesia. 10 students from partner schools from all over Indonesia tell us about the beauty of their country and one of the biggest problems, which is waste. And then also we have the option for almost feature film length films. For example, Borneo, Earth's Ancient Eden. It tackles the SDG 15, Life on Land. It's a film from Austria. And this is for the general public and also the university level, so 17 years and above. And it's a documentary on Borneo's diversity. So you can dip in through different eyes, and this could be a fun part for Malaysian audience to see Borneo through the eyes of a European film team.
So just to wrap up, how can we watch the films and where can we get more information on the Science Film Festival?
So everyone can register on our homepage to get the access link to the 30 films selected for Malaysia, which is www.goethe.de/Malaysia/SFF. You can also visit the Goethe Institute Malaysia Facebook or Goethe Institute Kuala Lumpur on Instagram. You will all find the links in the bio to log on to the registration form. Once you've received the password and the link, you can choose which film you like, and it is the same link until the 20th of December. If you want to take it one step further, you can also explore the central homepage, which is www.sciencefilmfestival.org, and have a look at the teaching materials for each of the Sustainable Development Goals.
Thank you so much, Miriam. That was Miriam Hager, the program director at the Goethe Institute of Malaysia, telling us a little bit more about the Science Film Festival.
Yes. So in regards to that, we've been running a poll on our Twitter page at BFM Radio. And we are asking you, do you like learning about science and the environment through documentaries and films? So your options are yes or no. Right now, overwhelmingly, 97% of y'all say yes. 3% of y'all say no. We've got a comment from Kavindran who says, I learn about nature, evolution, climate crisis and curiosity all through documentaries. Yeah. So you can, continue taking the poll, leave a comment or even WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899.
Yeah. And I mean, are you, like Kavindran, do you enjoy learning about science and environment through films and documentaries as well?
Yeah, I do. It's because it's both, isn't it? You get the visual and also the audio part of it. And I think especially when it's something like the environment, visuals are so important because that's when you really see the true extent of how human actions have impacted the environment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same here, because I'm generally like, I'm not someone who reads a lot about the environment, right? It's not a particular topic that, yes.
This is news to me.
But when I watch films or documentaries about the environment, I get hooked onto it like much easier because there is there is a little bit of dramatization there, and the way they convey the messages and all. I think usually films and documentaries really work for me.
Mm-hmm. Same here. And as a mother of two young kids, it's so much easier to just show them the visuals, isn't it? It's so much more engaging. As opposed to reading something to them, right? Just to actually see, and if it's like science experiments, for example, they really get into it. And then, of course, I have to buy the stuff to do the science experiments at home. But I mean, all good. It's all good. This is how we get them to learn. But yeah, films and documentaries really a lifesaver, especially during this
time, yes.
So I can't wait to check out some of the films in the festival, actually. And speaking of that, have you guys looked at the program and are you planning to catch anything?
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting things. But one thing in particular that caught my eye was this film titled Bias, and it's based on the description. It's about how unconscious biasness impacts all aspects of our daily life and the people around us. And also, again, based on the description, they say the film is going to be talking about racism and even like sexual harassment, things like different social issues and how it all ties back into biasness.
So no nature documentaries for you then.
I'm sure you guys are going to recommend some.
I'll recommend one, Julia.
Thank
I'll recommend
you,
a nature one. So the one that caught my eye was Gorillas Under Stress, because I find that gorilla conservation has always been a really interesting topic because they're found in such a small area on the African continent, and it's an aspect of the field that I guess has been through so many up and downs through the years, right? So it's always interesting for me to catch something about that.
Yes, and for me, something called Sounds of Nature, The Enigma of the Silent Cry caught my attention. And you know why? The synopsis said, have you ever heard the scream of a caterpillar? Okay, that's it. I'm already hooked, so I'm going to look forward to that. And of course, as we mentioned, there's so many other different films. And as Miriam mentioned, you know, it's sort of divided up by age group. So you can see, you know, what suits you, what suits your kids if you have them. So really a lot of information and a lot for and something for everyone there. And again, the Science Film Festival is happening until the 20th of December. So there's still plenty of time. It's completely online and completely free. Just head over to Goethe. So that's goethe.de/Malaysia/SFF to register. So if you have any thoughts or if you'd like to share with us your experiences with films and how it helped you, you know, understand science better, you can always tweet us at BFM Radio or you can send us a WhatsApp message at 018-789-8899. If you'd like to drop us the Bigger Picture team a message, you can look us up on Facebook. Just search for BFM The Bigger Picture and you'll find us there. But I'm afraid that's all the time we have for today's show. If you miss any part of it, you can always download the podcast at bfm.my/dailydigest. You can find us on the BFM app, we're on Spotify, we're on Apple Podcasts, and also on Google Podcasts. But coming up at 3 p.m. on Live and Learn, it's actually International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women today. So Dashia will be sticking around to speak to Nisha Sabanayagam from the All Women's Action Society and Rusni Tajari from the Women's Aid Organization. And they're going to be discussing the rise of gender-based violence in 2020, a very unfortunate, I think, impact from the COVID-19 pandemic and lockdowns, right? So they're going to be discussing what contributed to that spike and also discuss ways that we all need to work forward to curb gender-based violence. So that's coming up after the 3 p.m. news. But for now, we're going to leave you with I'm a Scientist by Guided by Voices. This has been the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.